Welcome to a new episode of Saturday Soundbites, the vibrant and powerhouse podcast where we discuss all things visibility strategy, public relations, marketing, advertising, branding, and earned media engagement. My name is Veronica V. Sofer, and I'm your host. You know, your personal brand is the basis of your visibility strategy, and I'm committed to bringing you innovative, passionate, and successful experts who are going to teach you how to develop and enhance your visibility strategy. So whether you're an established business owner, online entrepreneur, or working professional, Saturday Soundbites is going to be your go-to podcast to hear from experts and learn executable tasks that you can start today. Be sure to check out my website, veronicavsofer.com, to learn more about what you need to have a strong and impactful visibility strategy and to see some of the powerful courses I have created for those of you who are really ready to do it DIY style. So let's get started. Hello, hello, and welcome to Saturday Soundbites. I'm your host, Veronica Sofer, and we are going to talk about my favorite topic, visibility strategy. And that includes all things advertising, marketing, public relations, branding, networking, everything you need to get visibility for your brand and for your business. And I always bring to you some phenomenal guests that have great strategies and tips that will help you in incorporating all of this into your visibility strategy, whether you have a traditional brick and mortar business, an online business, thinking about a business, consulting, kind of everything in between. This is where you need to come and get your great tips and strategies to really make a difference in your business. So if you are listening on any of our podcasts, make sure you hit subscribe. We want to make sure that you don't miss any of our episodes that we drop. And if you are watching on Facebook, go ahead and let us know, comment, and my guest and I will be able to respond to you. If you're catching the replay, hashtag replay, so we can go back and connect. So with that housekeeping out of the way, I'm going to introduce one of my favorite guests ever. This is Felicia. I'm bringing her up. She is fantastic. She's joining us from FAR Public Relations. Hello, Felicia.
Hello. How's it going?
It's going fantastic. I am so excited about today's conversation because you have done my favorite thing. You've gone from traditional journalism to public relations. And this is exactly what people need to hear from someone like you so that we can learn about all those great tips and strategies that you used in both parts of those businesses. So I'm just so excited you're here today.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and kind of what got you to where you are.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, I come from, you know, the TV news business, about 15 years of experience there and several years of experience. And after that, with public relations on the other side of the aisle. Starting off, yeah, I worked at about 5 different news stations across both Arkansas and Texas, and you know, worked my way up all the way, you know, from, you know, every single position there is in the newsroom. Pretty much, was a reporter for a bit, and I was also a TV producer for the majority of it. And then I got my master's in PR at the University of Houston. Go Cougs! And and then I started practicing PR. Really, what it comes down to is just telling stories. And regardless of whether it's been in media or in public relations or communications, period, it's all about telling stories. So
yeah, absolutely. That's really at its core, right? When you think about a visibility strategy, whether you're talking about advertising or marketing or even branding, it's about telling a story. And so some of us come at it from different directions, but at the end of the day, we're just trying to share our story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And when it comes to, you know, TV news, yeah, it's you know, you see, of course, you know, whenever you come onto a scene as a reporter or whether you're covering a feature story, even, you know, you try to get to the heart of the story. And when it comes to public relations, you're trying to share that story with the media. So mm-hmm. trying to get them to understand what's going on. So it really is a just a big storytelling aspects. And then when it comes to your business, you want to be able to tell the story of your brand mm-hmm. and what that means.
Yeah. And so, you know, we've worked together a little bit and I know how talented you are. I know about how I can tell you strategize and you talk about angles and you always want to touch on something that maybe is connected to what's happening in today's world. Mm-hmm. So if you're a business owner and you don't have a team of PR people advising you, what's like the one thing you need to be thinking about to help tell your story?
First of all, I always think PR is a great investment. And that's even, if I wasn't being biased here, but I think PR is always a good investment, because there's different aspects of the audience that you really need to strategize when you think about, you don't want to just put something out there and just hope it sticks.
Right.
I think a lot of people try that, and it doesn't work. Whenever you put something out there, you want to make sure this is the best, the best part of your brand that you're putting out there for everyone to see. It's your window to the world, right? So, there's a lot of different through social media, through your website, through even your press releases, any blogs you're writing, anything that has your name of your business and your brand out there, you want to make sure you're putting the best face forward. And that means, not just haphazardly, like, hey, media, cover me, like, have me on your show. You think about the reason why you want to be on that specific show, and then also what kind of news events are going around it, because you don't just want to put yourself out there for a story that maybe conflicts with something else that's going on in the news. And if you're not aware of what's going on in the news, then it kind of makes you it reflects badly on your brand. So.
Yeah, no, definitely. Would you say that it's harder now, post-COVID, or kind of at the tail end of COVID, or do you think it's easier now to reach out to media, especially television? Or do you feel like everyone has kind of changed the way we do business when it comes to pitching to get on TV?
It's changed. And whether you want to look at it for the better or worse, some things that have changed have been, for example, the news producers, the reporters, and even some of the anchors are still reporting from home. That means that nobody's in the newsroom. Nobody's, when I say nobody, they have assignments desks and they have editors and that kind of thing, but they're not allowing guests in the newsroom right now. So that means that everything's through Zoom. Which can again be a positive or a negative there. That means that you have a wider reach. If you're a lifestyle coach, or if you're, I don't know, even mortgage lending that has like different states that you're involved, you can actually, reach out to those different news stations in different markets without physically having to be there. That's travel time and lodging and all of that kind of thing too. And they actually like having a wider reach of different guests. So there's the positive side of that. Of course, the negative being that, yeah, it's not as connected as it was. And if you were a guest that would go on the show, sometimes they've cut out guests completely because they don't like to have the Zoom on there. So yeah, both edges of that sword.
Yeah, so it sounds like it could be, depending on your business model, it could work really great for you, if it's something you're willing to do, is put yourself out there in different markets. And that's probably exciting for someone who maybe lives in a smaller community that doesn't have access to maybe a large media market. And we're in a large media market, so for us, we probably like the ability to get that broader reach.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And whenever you do pitch, this one thing is to always think about, not only just your audience and your brand, but also what's in it for them. Like, what's in it for the what's in it for the why should they care? Why should the reporter care? Why should their audience care about what your brand is about? And there's so many different layers to the reasons why you can justify that.
Yeah, do you think, and I'm curious because I had a client ask me this recently, do you think that the COVID angle is overplayed, or do you think it still gives you some leverage regardless of your space?
Oh, it 100% gives you leverage. Absolutely. And that's, I mean, if you can tie anything to what they're already covering. So for example, here in Houston, the big news, of course, is the Astros. That is like number one king story right now. Good luck trying to find your story this week, right? Like anywhere in the news, it's all Astros. And so, yeah, if you could find a way to tie your story in with the Astros, that's a great way to do it. So if you have a bakery and you start, you want to bake some Astros, cookies and that kind of thing, or if there's a giveaway, or if there's like, there's all sorts of different ways you can tie your business in with the current news of the day. And sometimes that'll make like a little 20-second blurb on TV, or it'll like an online article or something. But, you know, they pick up that. And if you share it on social media and you use the right hashtags, like the hashtag Hue News, for example, you know, if, you know, the reporters pick that up, they say, oh my gosh, that's fun. Something lighthearted. It really helps beating the hard news of the day, which, you know, we all know some of the tough stories that they've had to cover recently. So yeah, you know, if you find a way to tie it into even with COVID, because you talk about COVID being overplayed, it's not overplayed. Like, they're trying to find stories that are different and that can really reflect human interest. And really the story, again, storytelling. So, you know, yeah, if you have a story to tell that is something that really stands out. And sometimes it takes a lot of self-reflection, takes a look at, you know, who's working with you in your business. Are you changing strategies on how you're doing business? How are you helping other businesses maybe who are struggling with COVID and maybe working from home or that kind of thing? So there's so many different aspects you can cover. And it's about bringing it to also the right reporter and bringing it, you know, to attention to the, yeah, to the right people and, telling the story in the right way.
Yeah. Well, and you brought up a great point. How do you bring it to the attention of the right reporter? So, you know, luckily when people are working with us, we do that for them. That's our bread and butter. But what do business owners who don't have a PR team, how do they know how to reach out and connect with the right reporter or the right producer or assignment editor?
You know, this is such a great point to mention. A lot of people say they want to be on TV, right? Or they want to be in the newspaper, but they don't actually watch TV or read the newspaper. And I wanted to know, like, I always want to say, so, you know, is there a certain reporter that you've like followed in a certain beat or something? And they're like, no, you know, I just want to have the publicity. I just want to say I was in the newspaper or on the TV. And I was like, well, you got to watch it if you want to know. Like, and then if you're not watching it, is your target audience watching it? Is your target audience reading it? And so think about that too. And so maybe a trade publication might be better. Is there something that you're reading different that would be probably a best use of your time? So it's try to think about the reason why you want to get on there. But yes, watch the news. Read the newspapers, you know, go online, sign up for the news alerts on local TV stations, you know, follow them on Twitter. There are several reporters at every single TV station. And whenever you start watching the news regularly, you realize that that the reporters are in the same types of beats. Mm-hmm. Or they're in the certain times of day. So, you know, when to reach them. If it's a morning reporter, you know, they're going to probably be getting in around 4 o'clock in the morning, sometimes earlier. Let's see.
Well, and that's a really great point, because if they're early, you don't want to call or tweet at them at 7 o'clock at night when they're going to bed, because they're going to be reporting first thing in the morning. And if you watch, you know that.
And that's such a, like, and I've even sent press releases at 2 a.m. when I know that there's something happening that day. And yeah, sure, maybe I've already sent it the previous day, but I kid you not, there are over 1,000 emails per day that they get. Over 1,000.
Oh my gosh.
I remember I was never able to clear my history as a producer. You just couldn't. Like, there are literally over 1,000 emails a day.
Oh my gosh.
And for somebody to be upset that, hey, why isn't the reporter getting back to me? Why isn't the producer getting back to me? Or did you receive my press release? It's really like they did receive it. Sometimes I do need that extra nudge, you know, which I think is very, very important to do. Cause it does kind of make your story stand out. I mean, there are hundreds of events that happen every weekend in Houston, just Houston alone. Mm-hmm. So trying to get your event to stand out is also remarkable if you're able to do that, right? And it's usually because you have that human interest element or these other news values that you add to it. But yeah, if you know, and it's really about watching the news. You know, they know that they have two different meetings a day in TV news. So they have a morning meeting.
To know.
Yeah. So they have a morning meeting and an afternoon meeting. And so whenever you send your pitch, make sure it gets there before 8 a.m. because they have a 9 a.m. meeting.
Ah.
And so sometimes 8:30, sometimes 9, depending on the news station. But that's where they bring in their assignments desk editor. They bring in their online web producers. They bring in reporters and the TV news producers. For this, for the first morning meeting, they look at first and foremost what's going on in social, because they say social first. Every single TV station is like, well, social first. What are people talking about? They want to know what people care about. And so so social first, and then they go through the assignments desk, you know, what's going on today, what kind of press conferences are being held, what's on the docket for, you know, trials and that kind of thing too. There's so much that's happening already. And then they have the reporters. They each of the reporters have to bring to the table, you know, sometimes two or three different story ideas. And so if you can reach those reporters before they come to that morning meeting, then they have that story idea that they could pitch. Doesn't mean it's going to land, but it gives you a better chance of, you know, having your story done that day. The second meeting is held around like 1:30 in the afternoon, and that's for the evening reporters. So, you know, a lot of times those dayside reporters have like, you know, two different stories that they cover through the day, depending if there's breaking news, right? Those evening reporters really have to have like a deeper, kinds of story ideas to reach out to. So it's a lot of times more investigative, even like things that have taken a couple of days to do. But a lot of times it's the breaking news of the day, and they kind of want to dig deeper into it. And so, you know, it's a bit, you know, if you want to reach, you know, if you have something that's a little bit harder news, that afternoon meeting is a really good one to do.
And so do you think, and I'm so glad you explained the two meeting process, because I knew about the morning meeting. I didn't really understand the afternoon meeting, but that makes complete sense, because I've had more luck pitching what I would consider fluffier stories or more feel good stories to the morning folks than I ever have in the afternoon folks. And that makes complete sense now that you explained how that works in the newsroom.
Oh yeah. And a lot of times those dayside reporters, if there happens to be breaking news, their stories sometimes get pushed to the 10 PM. If they're having more feature story, right? So that's why you see some of those feature stories, or they're held for the 10 PM purposely. And they're like, this is a really great story. And they know that most of their audience watches at 10 PM. So they're going to keep the stories to go to the 10. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's a lot of different, it depends on what story you have to offer that makes sense. If it is a fluffier, you know, feature kind of story, then definitely dayside. Sometimes even planning something like that in advance, if it's more evergreen. And then if it's a harder news story, like something that impacts, you know, maybe it's HISD, or maybe it's the police, you know, whatever it might be. If it's a little bit of a harder news angle to a news story that's already happening, then that's a really good one too. Had some luck even with, you know, some of the, like with this Isaiah Factor, for example, you know, and pitching those in the afternoons and being able to say, hey, I have a great guest who can talk on this subject that's been a really big story throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And so, if you can have something that ties into the news story of the day, absolutely send it before that 1 p.m. meeting.
Yeah, no, those are great, great, great tips. I love that. You mentioned social at the beginning, mm-hmm. and it really, so it's been a while since I was in journalism school. I won't tell you how many 20 some odd years it's been since I was in journalism school, but I will tell you that that was not obviously the way we were trained and taught. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like the last 10 or 5 years have really changed the way we do news? And the reason why I ask is I think by default, PR people have to modify the way we pitch to adjust to news. I think we take the lead of whatever the newsroom is doing. And I'm curious if you feel like social is really, you know, where folks need to be building their brand as we talk about PR.
Yeah. And when it comes to if TV news is your goal, right? If, you know, or print news, if any news is your goal, you know, Twitter is where it's at. And a lot of people don't, you know, they kind of like brush off Twitter sometimes, because like, yeah, you know, sometimes you can get too political, or like there's just like memes and whatever. But using the right hashtags and tagging the right organizations that can really do a lot to push what your message is. And even direct messaging, following your reporters, commenting, engaging with them. You know, don't just try to pitch them a story and you know, hoping that they're going to like it. You actually build relationships with these reporters. Think about what their mission is, their goal. And the more that you can help them, because they have so much going on. Can you imagine? You're getting into this morning meeting and you have like the story that you're supposed to cover for the first half of the day. And then you have another story you're supposed to cover for the second half. Sometimes you're an MMJ, which is a multimedia journalist. And you're like essentially a one man band where you're having to tug around the camera, the tripod, the lavalier mics, everything with you. And then go do this story, shoot all of it yourself, and then report on it. And then having to also update everybody through social media, and they're having to do all that for that one story, and then having to write the online copy, having to edit their piece for on air. So much is going on. Do you think they have time to check emails? they're already on social media. If you're messaging them when they're already like having to update stuff, it's a more likely chance that you're going to be able to talk with them, but engage with them. They like knowing that people like their posts or like their story or thought that that was funny or, you know, it just brings some like positivity there. And the more that they see your name, the more recognition, and the more they're more likely to pay attention to what you have to say.
Yeah, no, I love that. And I think that's true. I got in the habit, honestly, of sending press releases second as a secondary way of connecting with folks. And I was just tweeting at them. Mm-hmm. And I would just tweet a reporter and say, oh my gosh, fantastic story. Especially if it was something I was doing for maybe Girl Scouts. I was a Girl Scout troop volunteer mom. And I would say, our Girl Scouts are doing this next Saturday. Here's, and I would actually tweet at them and message them some previous photos of things we have done. And we got a hit that way because I kind of gave them, to your point earlier, mm-hmm. a little bit of a visual of what you could expect.
Yeah.
And I painted the picture and I kind of stepped out everything for them so that they weren't going to have to do a lot of that work. It was already done for them. I just need you to come bring your camera, mm-hmm. shoot it, and then you're done. I can give you everything else you need.
Yeah. And that's actually a fantastic point to make. The easier you can make it for the producer or reporter that you're pitching to, the better it'll be. So sometimes I even write the copy for them. I mean, they don't have to use it verbatim, but a lot of times they do, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. And especially since I already have like the news writing background, you know, from, you know, having to write these stories on the fly, like you're flying every single day, having to get those stories cranked out. If the easier you make it for them, the more likely your story is going to be. If they have to go digging through finding the real essence of your press release of what the actual story is, like, no, just bullet points, you know, like this is what's happening. This is the person I have to interview. Like this is when, where, why, make it super, super quick for them. Like, even if that's the body of the email, if they want to know more, they can always check on, you know, your press release that you send, or you can always reply back with more information. Mm-hmm. But make it easy for them. Just give them video, mm-hmm. Give them photos, all of those things.
Yeah.
The easier you can make it, the easier your life is going to be too. So, yeah. You know, the more likely you're able to get your brand messaging out there and the more visibility you can obtain.
Yeah, absolutely. And that just leads me to my last point. And that is, when you asked the question, if your goal is to get on TV, if your goal is to get on print media, I always tell my clients, what's the why behind it? So you want to get on TV. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cause you want to create, you want to legitimize your brand. You want to be an expert in the field. And at the end of the day, you want to bring business in the door. So there's two parts to it. It's getting the media, getting the attention. And then what are we doing with it? And mm-hmm. it's leveraging that next step, and you're sharing it, you're using those hashtags. How do you kind of help people get to that next point now that you're on the PR side of the aisle? Now they've got the TV, what do they do with it?
Yeah, you know, it's you definitely want to you know, keep in contact with the reporter who did your story. And but as far as, you know, moving forward with your story, make sure that you get that third party validation and essentially say extort it to the extreme. But yeah, you make sure it's on your website. You make sure that, you know, it's on your social media. Maybe you even write a blog about it. Like, you can do so much more to expand on that. And really, I think one of the main reasons why people do like to have that exposure through TV is to have that third party validation. And that's, mm-hmm. that really is like saying, okay, there's this public institution that says that what we're doing is valid. And mm-hmm. so it kind of gives, you know, that it lends itself that credibility, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, I think, you know, think about the why. And I think you made a very important part, a very important, you know, point on that section is think about the why. Why are you wanting this publicity and this visibility? Is it to, you know, is it to get people to visit your website more? Is it to get people to buy your products or services? You know, think about, you know, where your audience is, where do they live? And you know, what are they listening to? What are they watching? And sometimes that means, you know, getting into marketing. Mm-hmm. Aspect of things. Maybe you want to do a targeted ad, you know, for Spotify, you know, for example, which sometimes I think it's left in the weeds a little bit, but you know, it's, you know, maybe it's radio, maybe, mm-hmm. You know, it could be if, depending on what your demographic is, look at the reports from the ratings periods and who these different TV stations or radio stations or whoever's reaching, look at their mm-hmm. ratings, which are done every quarter, essentially mm-hmm. four mm-hmm. times a year. You know, and so just think about the why, and then you go into the more strategy of, like, you know, of then you go to the tactics portion of actually reaching out to those within your strategy.
Yeah, no, that makes complete sense. And I like the idea of forecasting that out, because sometimes when we're working with clients and teams, they may have like a launch coming out, whether it's a service launch or a product launch, or maybe a book launch, and mm-hmm. say, okay, in this quarter, we're going to focus on this. And this quarter, we're going to focus on that. And that helps people really manage their budgets too. And they can move it into maybe email marketing campaign mm-hmm. Versus a PR, I'm trying to get on TV component of it. And so it really helps, I think, to lay that out. And when you have a team that can help you with that, it's fantastic. And you don't have to, you certainly don't have to, but I think it helps to understand the why behind everything you're doing so that your dollar's spent well.
Yeah. And I what I like to do with my clients even is go through this entire, this entire process of making sure that, you know, you don't just want to just jump right into the tactics and just start pitching for, you know, like for what, right? What's the real meaning behind it? So we initially go through a discovery phase. And so this discovery phase goes through, you know, where are they at currently? How many followers do they have on social media? How many visits do they get on the website? What their product selling is like right now? Maybe how many speaking engagements they have? You know, anything like that, where are you at right now? And be candid about it. Don't like sugarcoat it. Be very candid about where you are right now. Mm-hmm. And then you look at, okay, where do I want to be? Mm. And then you look at, who do I need to get me there? Then it goes into the whole process and the strategy of building that. You research your market, research your competitors.
Oh yeah.
I cannot stress that enough. You got to know who you're up against. Know their rates, know what makes you different and unique. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? Mm-hmm. And be very candid about that. You know, be self-reflective on it. Then you can start building out the communications plan. And that communications plan has essentially your mission of what you want to accomplish. And then it goes into more of the tactical part of it. All right, how do we get there? Mm-hmm. And then, so then you do the execution part of that, where maybe that does include media relations. Sometimes it includes marketing and advertising. So, you know, looking at all of the different, elements or different, things at your disposal, to create that execution aspect. And then, I think something that gets overlooked a lot of time is more on the insights that you do afterward. Mm-hmm. So then you look at, all right, what's in this campaign period, say it was 6 months for this entire, communications plan. You look back and say, okay, what did we do right? What could have been done better? And again, be very candid about it. And then you move forward. Okay, well, let's look at the next 6 months and what we can do better. Mm-hmm. So you'll continually improving your brand if you keep this going. So
yeah, you're speaking my love language. You're speaking my love language. I love strategy.
Yes, and it's all about you want to get results, and I think it's so hard someone who's in the public relations professions to show your value and show your worth whenever you're like, well, what's the money value on you? I'm spending this much on your services. What am I really getting in return?
That's right.
And sometimes it's hard put a money dollar sign on that. It's more on getting that brand reputation or even crisis communications plans, which can really sink a brand, can really sink a business if you don't have a good crisis communications plan there. It could also sink a business if you don't have good PR, you know, public relations whenever you're sending out social media and it's kind of tone deaf, and it has negative reactions. So that can, again, get people to boycott your business, like all these kinds of things. So, you know, you can't really put necessarily a monetary value on that aspect, but what you can do is see the increase of like other certain measurements for your brand. So that means like website visits and followers and engagement. Especially engagement is bigger than followers on social media. You want to make sure people who are following you are also into what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love it. And I got to tell you, the level of expertise it takes to do this, when you really get to the core of that, is important. And I know that there's probably people out there listening going, yeah, that all sounds great. How can you do that for me? So how can people work with you? Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, me personally, I own public relations. And so you can contact me there. That email you see there on your screen, Felicia@farpublicrelations.com. You know, really what I try to do is bring your brand into focus, right? That's part of the FAR public relations aspect of that. So as your Houston media maker over here, you know, I seek to simplify your messages. You know, sometimes taking something that's very complicated and simplifying it to where you can tell your story and focus on your business outcomes. And so, my goal is to make sure that people know who you are.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm about. And I work with, you know, all different levels from, you know, nonprofit to, you know, small businesses to even corporate teams. So just, you can just email me there and I'd be happy to talk to you.
That's awesome. And for those of you listening on the podcast, I will be sure to put that in the podcast notes. So that's awesome. Felicia, thank you. Oh, go ahead.
I just have one more thing I also want to mention. If you are interested in more public relations, you know, information, even webinars and that kind of thing, PRSA Houston is a great place to connect. And I'll be president of PRSA this coming year, so in 2022. And I invite you to come out to the networking events. I'd be happy to talk with you a little bit more there as well. We have a Meet the Mentors event coming up on the November 18th. And we also have a more of a social event happening called Mingle Bells in December.
Oh, that's awesome.
So please, you know, if you want to know more about public relations or just know more about joining the organization too, please reach out to me or come out to one of the events.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Good plug for PRSA for sure. And guys, it's not just local. They've got different chapters all over the country. So look them up. I think it's PRSA.org, I believe, is the national one. But you can find some really great people if you want to connect with someone that's maybe more regional to you, then I highly recommend there. But thank you, Felicia. It has been a blast having you on the show.
Thank you so much.
Great. That's fantastic, guys. I am so thrilled that we had a chance to talk about all the things I love. Felicia was really speaking my love language. We've been able to partner on a couple of projects together. And I got to tell you, she's a phenomenal public relations practitioner. She's a strategist and she gets it. So don't forget to reach out to her. Her email address is there in the show notes. And with that, I'm going to wrap up this episode of Saturday Soundbites, where we talk all things visibility strategy, marketing, advertising, branding, public relations, you name it. So with that, I am sending you lots of positive energy and light, and we'll see you next time.